Welcome to the podcast. Themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. Embrace a president love, with presence. More blessings, more life. God damn, it is the way of the future. Us, or you watch us win. DJ Khaled. You cannot stop my go. Don't vote for Kenny Hines, he's a manager. Don't follow Kenny Hines, he don't know what he's talking about. Lies, lies, and you know that's a lie. This campaign is going to change forever the way millhands approach their jobs every day. I am going to be a leader in Local 304 to show millhands a better way to do what it is they do every day. Hey, good day, this is Kenny Hines, and let's have a podcast. You know, sometimes you come in the studio and you cut the microphone on and you feel a different strength. Well, that's the strength I'm going to podcast to you from today. Mail handlers, particularly Local 304, it is time for a let's change the way we approach our job every day revolution to take place in the mail handler craft. We as a group of mail handlers are not being fully exposed to our importance in today's postal service. No, that point is not being driven home to the mail handler craft enough, and I'm going to try and see what I can do to make sure mail handlers, we gotta understand, with the post office moving more packages, less letters and flats, that increases our power base. But we have to understand what it is we're supposed to do. And please don't take this the wrong way, but most of you don't know. And when I say you don't know, listen to this. I give you compliments upon compliments upon compliments because you get it done. And I'm a firm believer, after spending years in the mail handling craft and years in other functional postal areas, that if it were not for the mail handler, the post office couldn't move any mail. If it were not for that mail handler making decisions on the dock, taking mail contrary to where the placard says it should go, the post office couldn't move anything. So mail handlers, we have to understand that our position is of ultimate importance. And when you understand that your position is important, or you are what they call a MVP, in this case, an MVMH, most valuable mail handler, you will start to negotiate with management and you will start to address your job differently. And that's what I want to talk to you about on this podcast. Mail handlers, we have to understand that if management is not going to be more conducive to mail handlers' needs and wants, maybe we have to think about another way of addressing how we get work done every day. Maybe. Now, if because management understands, especially when they play the silly game of we're going to take away all your overtime. And you know what? And it's funny because I podcast to mail handlers consistently about discretionary effort. Well, let me tell you something. I work with a group of folks, man, that on a consistent basis, and I don't know why they do it. I'm going to be honest with you. Just give that discretionary effort in spite of piss poor management. They would just do it and they get it done. And let me tell you something. I kind of got caught up in that. Peer pressure is for real. I'm working with cats on this dock out here that's doing 2 and 3 spots. But I kind of got caught up in it and allowed myself to drift into 1 or 2 other areas also. And let me tell you something. The supervisor there that day greatly appreciated it. And I want to go on the record as telling you that's not something that I'm going to try to practice. I just want to be 100 with you. But I'll tell you what, though. So for those folks who go above and beyond, hey, if your supervisor appreciates that and you feel that appreciation, hey, keep doing it. That's my message. Again, as we try to revolutionize what we do as mail handlers so that we go front and center and we allow ourselves to remind the United States Postal Service that we are mail handlers. We are the foundation of this whole process. See, as we put our work together to show that, do you know what kind of bargaining power or the bargaining posture, as I like to say, that gives our national level? I mean, do you understand? It's a game that, and it is a game. Let's not kid ourselves. But nobody's really giving the mail handlers the real directions or the clues to the game. See, we can work ourselves out of a job, or we can work ourselves into a bargaining posture that says we're going to get more money, we're going to stop crossing crabs, we're going to hire, we're going to keep our... See, we can do all that, but we need leadership. That message is not being sent to mail handling craft. Now, don't get me wrong. I got a lot of respect for our folks at national level. Oh, they get work done. I'm sorry. Are they perfect? Of course not. But they get work done. I got no problem communicating or talking about or talking highly in favor of those folks at the national level. But what are we doing at the local levels? Are we just letting them do the work and we just passing letters along? No, we have to get excited at the local level. We have to start to bring that force at the local level so that when it hits the national level, it'll be like, just stay with me as I give you my analogy. It'll be like, instead of saying, oh, they sent it to national. No, it'll be, oh, shit, they sent it to national. See, that's what we can do right here in Local 304. That's what we can do at the local level. We can establish a base in our local, again, based on education and contractual knowledge. No games. I don't got no time for no hype. None of that. Put your eyes in that book. Put your mind where your eyes are. Then try to retain what you just learned. And then let's bring that back as we negotiate with postal management. That's what I want to do. Because I'm convinced, mail handlers, we have the skill set. We've got the bargaining power. We have all the tools that we need. I just don't think we're using them anywhere near full capability. I just don't think so. So here comes Kenny Hodge, running for president in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. And his message is very different from what you've heard in the past. In fact, I would probably go on a limb and say you have not heard much of anything in the past. But I want to tell mail handlers something. And again, I'm going to have a different energy level. We're going to discuss and get involved in mail handler issues that you will understand better. I say by and by. The bargaining power that we really have. And let me tell you something. Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky. If we began to assimilate to the point where we are all fighting the same fight in the same manner, again, being common, you have no idea the power just that simple process holds. And again, you can talk about it, but if you're in Local 304, you really don't do that. I mean, you can talk to people in all three states. Your RI-399 job inventory isn't even the same. You got a job in Kentucky being done by a mail handler that in Columbus, Ohio, a clerk does, all in the same local. See, there's no continuity there. When you have kinks in the armor, then the post office exploits that. And that's just an example. If we call ourselves a local, that means everything in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky will be the exact same or very similar. And when I say very similar, because I understand there's going to be anomalies in every branch. But let me tell you something. We can address those anomalies, which means there's going to be some winners and some losers, and that's going to be natural. And I want to teach people how to understand that. We are not always going to win. In order to win, we're going to have to lose a few every once in a while. And again, it's not a game. You have to give up sometimes to get a little more. But these kind of conversations in Local 304 will be had amongst the members. I'm going to make sure, if you want to get involved, believe me, I will keep you involved. To the Mill Hill and Craft, and as always, a constant reminder, support a president with presence, Kenny Hodge. Elect me your next local president this November in the National Post of Mill Hill Union, Local 304.
Themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love.